Women's Shir, Chavis Halvavis, Sunday, Chaf Aleph Kislev, November 24th, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're up to Cheshbon number 9, which focuses on, which most of the Cheshbon focuses on davening. And that's what today's topic will actually be. We're in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon number 9. Okay, we're in Chavis Halvavis, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek Gimel, going through the various things that a person should think about. And we're up to Cheshbon number, we're in the middle of Cheshbon number 9, and we're up to the part of the Cheshbon number 9 where the Chavis Halvavis sort of goes off, not on a tangent, but for some reason he picks this place to expand upon his view of davening. The Cheshbon number 9 is that when we do mitzvahs, we should strive to do them as perfectly as possible. When you are serving a king and you're standing in front of a king and you're doing things for the king, you certainly want to do as good a job as possible, and you spend time on it, and if you're making a request, whatever you do. He splits up the mitzvahs into three categories. Just the what's mostly focused on the lave, like Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and belief in Hashem and Bitachon and all the chovos pure levavos, and that, and he describes how to do them perfectly. And then he talks about things that are a combination of actions and lave. And so again, the cheshbon itself is to think about how you have to try and strive to do things perfectly. And as we said last week, we're human beings and we're not holding by madregas. But if you just listen to this wonderful shir and you nod your head, then nothing's been accomplished. But if you try and you do it once in a while, if you can do it once a week, then maybe twice a week, and it's years of avoda. The Chavis Halvavis is describing, the peak, the summit in Avodas Hashem. So you can't get put off by the descriptions he has here, which seem kind of extreme, but they're not extreme. It's just that it takes work to get to it. You don't start off, first of all, you listen to a shir, it's very nice, and you file it away, and you upload it and download it, and then you're on to the next shir. But even if you have the shir in mind, but then you have to put it into practice. And all this cheshbonos, this is like worthless, it's sort of worthless to learn Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, which we said is an overview of the whole Sefer, really, if you don't indeed think about the things he says to think about. Make a little card, and you say number 1, think about this, number 2, 3, 4, we're up to number 9, think about how you would act if you had a shlichus to do from a most hush of a person, whether it's a king, or we don't think of a king, so we think maybe of other face, whether it's the president or a prime minister, or if Steinman sends you on a shlichus, you're going to do that, you're going to get it right. You're not going to do it haphazardly or without thinking, or just be yotzei. You want to do it as perfectly as possible. Okay, so now we're up to the paragraph that says the im yasasik b'maisa mechovas halvovas v'evorim yachad, and in category number 2, this is how you should strive to do perfectly a mitzvah which involves both the guf, your evorim, your body, and your lev, your levavos. And he picks davening as the perfect example. Ketfila, davening, u'kishvach le'lokim, which is, tefillah is, you're actually asking Hashem for something. U'shvach le'lokim, a lot of davening, perhaps even most of davening, is praise, telling HaKadosh, praising Hashem, and praising Hashem is, Hashem doesn't need our praise. Praising Hashem means to think about what we're saying and to have the realization in our own hearts and souls and minds. When we say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora, Malbish Arumim, Matar Asurim, Somechlofim, Zokef Kefufim, Lachol Avatcha, Anachnu Modim, this is something we have to think about, and it affects us and how we feel about Hashem. And it's not only tefillah, but it's benching, it's brachos, anytime we make a bracha. He's talking about saying something, and the saying is meaningless without the thought, without the kavana, without thinking about what you're saying, certainly without knowing what the words mean. But even knowing what the words mean is not enough. You're supposed to try. You have to work on feeling what you're saying, that it should be true. I believe that Hashem is Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. I'm not just saying it. So first of all, you have to know what the words mean. Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. You have to know what the words mean. But it has to be true. It has to be true in your heart. I believe that Hashem is Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Or else, what are you saying it for? That's what he's going to talk about. So first of all, Yifane Gufo Mikol Ma'aseh Ha'olam Hazeh V'Ha'olam Haba. What's he talking about? When you're davening, don't give tzedaka, that's Olam Haba. Don't do the dishes, that's Olam Hazeh. Don't look out the window, don't walk around, pick up your tefillin, put down your tefillin, put away svarim, look who came to shul late, who came to shul on time. You should be in a bubble. You're talking to Hashem. You're goof. And this is a halacha by benching, and it's a halacha by all brachos. Don't be doing things when you're making a bracha. It's not pashut. Maybe we can figure out a heter to say al netilas yadayim as you're wiping your hands. You're not, so there, maybe that is the mitzvah, but really, it's a heter. You're supposed to make al netilas yadayim or asher yotzar. You're not supposed to be doing anything with your body. That's, the body has to be fully engaged in davening, in the physical act of davening. You're talking to Hashem, you're not doing anything else. And this is Chazal Bavos, remember, lived before there were any codes of Jewish law. This is a century or two before the Rambam, before the Rif. This is reflected in Halacha, that you're not supposed to be doing anything when you're making a bracha, when you're davening. Certainly not when you're davening Shemona Esrei. But not when you're davening anything. So you're goof. And Olam Haba means don't give tzedaka and don't do a mitzvah and nothing. Your davening is, you're standing in front of the king and you're talking to the king and you're not doing anything else. The Yafana Libo, and then you have to clear your mind. You have to clear your body and you have to clear your mind. Mikola Machshavos HaMatvidos also. Me'inyan HaTfilah. Matvidus also minyan atfilah. You know, you're talking, you have to realize what you're doing. You're talking to Hashem. He will pinpoint the five major things you're doing when you're davening. You're relating to Hashem. He will pinpoint five channels, five things you're doing. You're relating to Hashem in five different ways. And he will explicate them. He will explain them. He will say them. So that's what he means. But clear your mind from anything else. Not that you have to make a deposit today. And what time are you picking up your kids? And all the things that are constantly flying through our minds. And Baruch Hashem, we're busy people, all of us, and we have a lot of things to do. And Chaim Zalbaba says, step one: clear your body. Don't do anything else while you're davening, and don't think about other things while you're davening. Okay, then achar sheyanaka atzmo, physically you should clean yourself. It's talking about going to the bathroom, making sure you're clean, you're ready to be omed lefnei hamelech. You don't have any physical needs that have to be taken care of as you're davening, and you're not dirty, and you have to take a shower, you have to wash, you're here, you're just davening. Clean yourself. If you're dirty, you have to wash yourself off. Certainly if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to go before you daven. Move away from anything that is a reach ra. It's both demeaning to Hashem and it's distracting. So there's dinim, how far you have to go away from the dirty diaper. Move away from a reach ra. Vachar ken yale alibo, and then, so that's the body, and then you have to think about what you're about to do. El mi machavim bitfiloso. Who are you talking? You know, you don't just go daven, you know. You think, if we can do this for a few seconds, once a week, it's a victory. It's fantastic. I'm standing in front of Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who controls everything, who does everything, and I am now talking to him. Now, what are you saying to him? We're going to learn soon. Five things you're saying to him. One, two, three, four, five. But now he's just saying, again, in preparation for the tefillah. Clear your body, clear your mind. You're not thinking about anything else. You are thinking about whom you're about to speak in front of. El mi machavim b'tfilaso, umi mevakesh ba. This should be done really before every bracha in Shmona Esrei. I don't know if that's what the Chavetz Chaim means, but the Chavetz Chaim certainly says that before you start refa'enu, you think to yourself, I'm about to ask Hashem for refuah. Before you start the bracha, you should focus. I'm about to ask Hashem for parnasa, before baruch aleinu. I'm about to ask Hashem for menuchas nefesh, from all the aggravations of my life. According to many, that's the bracha Goel Yisrael. It's not talking about the salvation of Kal Yisrael. It's talking about personal salvations from personal tzoros. That's the bracha after Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu, before Rufa'enu, the seventh bracha. So that's, Chabad Chaim talks specifically about Shemona Esrei, before every bracha, think what you're about to do. You don't walk in and start talking. You say, I'm about to ask Hashem for... Chabad Chaim is talking just in more general, before you start davening, think... Think about for a few seconds whom you're about to talk to, and what you're about to do. Uvame medaber lefnei boro. Again, this is the physical. It's important to say the words properly. Don't daven so quickly that you slur the words, mumble the words, skip the words. I mean, there are people that do. Chazal says no. Davening is a combination, and it's soon he'll. He'll say it so beautifully that he'll describe it even more poetically and beautifully, but you have to be careful of both sides. Your body is ready, and part of the body, the physical, is to say the words properly. Chazal knew what they were doing. Hashem knew what he was doing when he said, why can't I just think what I need? Because within 2 weeks, you're not going to be doing anything. The body has to be engaged, to make it real, to make it solidified, to make it real. I'm talking to you, you know. If you have to only think. So make sure you say the words properly. If I'm medaber lefnei boru memilo satfilo ve'inyano, you have to know the words. Probably by the Chavis Halavos' time there was already a sitter. There was no printing press, but they had probably, megillos of the Seder Hatfila. The Seder Tefillah is really Vachik Knesset HaGdola. So they had a Seder Tefillah. I don't know if it was a structure as ours is with Brachos and then Psukim Dezimra and then Kriyashma and Birchos Kriyashma and Shmona Esrei, but whatever it was. So you're prepared and you know and you pronounce the words properly and you know what the words mean. The Da. Now, so realize. Ki Hamilos Tihiyena Beloshon Kiklipa, but don't. The words are the shell, and the thought, the kavana, is the fruit. V'ha'iyun b'milos kelev is the heart. The heart of the, it's the fruit. You know, that's a klipa. That's just the outer shell that gives it form and protects it. But the real part of tefillah, the essence of tefillah, really, the kishkas of tefillah, is really the lev. I don't know if it's obvious. It's the kavana. And what we're thinking about and what we... You know, again, there's perish hamilos, but that's a baby step. Because we can think perish hamilos and it doesn't touch our hearts. We're just saying the words, even if we know what the words mean. But if the...
Like I mean this. Like you really, we know what we feel like when we mean something, when we're asking for something that we really feel like we need, and we always need it. If no one is sick, you still need Rifa'enu. Rifa'enu means keep me in good health. If you're having beautiful parnasa, Baruch Hashem, you still need Baruch Aleinu. And you know, all the things we ask for Gulas Yisrael and Mashiach and Hashiva Shoftayich Barishona. And anything, chonin hados, sanity, intelligence, everything we ask for. When you ask for something you really want, it's in your kishkas. You don't just say words. Vatfila kaguf v'ian karuach. This is a famous thing. It's quoted. Chavis Lovitz is quoted as saying, the words of davening are the body, and the kavana is the neshama. And if you daven without kavana, it's a guf b'li neshama. This is the Chavis Lovitz. Here we have it as tfila kaguf v'ian karuach. This means the neshama, the nefesh, the neshama of the tfila, the soul of the tfila. Amilos tiyana b'loshon v'ayin b'leiv amilos k'guf l'tfila v'ayin k'ruach. Another girsa. Uche yispalel. So therefore, if you daven hamispalel b'loshono, even if you daven and you say the words perfectly, the libo torud b'zulas inyan atfila, but you're thinking about what you have to do that day, you're thinking about how you're going to take care of this issue and that issue, so your davening is a body without a soul. Uklipa below lathe, and it's like just a shell. The shell without a heart, without an inner fruit. So his guf might be there. You know, it's 1 o'clock. I'm davening mincha. Time to daven mincha. The libo bal imo es tfiloso, but he is not there. His heart's not there. The heart's not there. The kavano's not there. It's an empty shell. Says the Chaim Salvamus. V'chamahu omer akosuv. This is what Yeshaya is screaming about. Yan ki niga sha'om azeh b'thiv u'besfosov kibeduni. They go through the motions. They walk the walk. They talk the talk. They bring karbonos. They give staka. They do all kinds of mitzvahs, whether it's tefillin or anything. But the libo rochak mimeni, but the lave is not there. So he says in tefillah, you can get away with it maybe by some mitzvahs, he'll say. You can be yotzei b'di'eved. Let's say if you put on tefillah and you sit in the sukkah, and you have the basic kavana, which is that you're doing a mitzvah. You're doing the will of Hashem. You're following Hashem's command. So you're yotzei. You're missing on one heck of an experience if you take challah, you know. So you say the bracha. So you're doing it because Hashem said you should do it. That's wonderful, and it's. But if you're missing the lave, it's sad. It's sad if you're missing the lave that I'm declaring that this really belongs to Hashem, and I have Hashem to thank for this, and Hashem sends me my sustenance, and the very fact that we take challah from bread is an amazing chiddush. Because if you know a little halachas, the farmer took already trumas and maisrus, and he gave the coin. That means there's something special about bread. You know, when it lands up on your table and it's ready to eat, we again make a declaration that it's really Hashem. It's a chiddush, because every ingredient in there, you already gave the coin. You already made that declaration when it was stalks of wheat. So what do you have to do it again for? It's kind of pointless, isn't it? So I guess it's not pointless. I'm sure it's not pointless. Anyway, but getting back to tefillah, he's saying by tefillah it's not just sad, but it's a disaster area, right? If you just you missed out on the whole experience, you missed out, and not just you didn't have the mila, and it's sad because you didn't experience what you could have, but you missed out on the whole thing. It's like a guf b'lina shama. Listen to this marshal. He says, I'll give you a marshal. Chavit Chavis likes stories, likes Mishalim. Shabbat Adonav Lebeso. I'm an Eved, and the king is coming to my house. We're going to be paid a visit by the king, by the president, by somebody Chashuv that I look up to. He's coming to the house, and we have to honor him. And I told You tell your family members, L'chabdo, you make sure this house is clean. And you make sure that we're ready to be mekabel ponim, and the dishes and everything is in tip-top shape. V'olach lohu, and meanwhile, like all husbands, he went away. V'hisasek v'simcho v'schok. He wasn't around when the melech was around to give kavod. His marshal is that your body and your mouth and your voice is the ishto ubnei banov, but your soul's not there. You went away. You're not there. The melech's going to be pretty upset. V'nimnam be'avod also ba'atzmo. Me? You want me to serve the melech? I told my Misharism to serve the Melech. I put my house in order. You mean you wanted me? So umehishtadel bechvodo v'lasos mashoyro. Although he didn't do what he was supposed to. Umeibesu lo yochlu l'malos mixus mitzarchov nehayoso rochok mehem. They couldn't take care of everything. Because of all of Adonov, of course the Adonov is going to be very upset. V'lo kibel kvodo v'avodoso. And he'll say, what are you giving me? You're going through the motions. You're cleaning your house, but I wanted you to serve me, to be mekabel ponim me. You're AWOL. What's that? You know? So you're davening and you're ordering around your mouth and your voice and your eyes and the sitter, and you're shuckling. But you are the AWOL. You know, you're not there. So the melech is not going to be pleased with such avoda. The heishiva kol b'fonov is. V'chein ha-mispalel, k'sheyia libo u'mitzpono. The Chavis HaLevi is words for, we never know how to translate it. Maybe it's the subconscious. When he wants to go deep into the human psyche, not just shitchias, he says mitzpono, that's the word. It's deep. You know, when you really feel something, it's in mitzpono. It's not just in machshavto. Machshavto can also be superficial. But mitzpono means, you know. Kshayelibo mitzpono reik me'inyan atfila, lo yekabel hakel mimenu tfilas eivor v'tnuas lashono. The Eibush is not interested in shuckling, and you're moving your mouth, and you're saying the words. Well, that's not mean anything. He'll throw the whole thing out, says the Chavis HaLavas. Halo Tira, what are you going to do when you come to the end of davening? Mashanu omrim besov tfilosenu, and you say, Yule rotzo nimrei fi, so that's wonderful. But then you say v'heg yom libi lefanecha, and Hashem says, "What was that?" And you say, "Oh, heg yom libi." The Eibishter says, "What heg yom libi? Should I tell you what your heg yom libi was? Should I run you a movie of what you were thinking about during Shemoneh Esrei, during the whole davening? It's disrespectful to the king." And how do you say these words in the Chavis HaLevavos? It's downright embarrassing. To say that, if a person is thinking about b'shum davar midivrei ha'olam, b'mutter or ba'asur, he could be dvarim hamutarim. Forget about dvarim ha'asurim. He's thinking about good things. He's thinking about getting ready for Shabbos. He's thinking about picking up the kids. He's picking up anything. A man's thinking about what his boss wants him to do in the work. And then if achagach yachton b'tfilos of yomar v'heg yom libi lefanecha, it's a chutzpah. Aloze gnai gadol. It's embarrassing and it's zilzul. It's a zilzul in Hashem. She yiton she diber melokov belibo uvemispono. He's saying there's hegyon libi. Belibo balimo. Nobody's home. Hello? No one's home. Shoal mimenu achakach, and you want Hashem to accept your tefillah and to do, you know, and to help and to be there for you. Yil ratzon umrifiv, you're going to be lefanecha. Hashem tzuri v'go ali. Halo zegenai godel. Yeah. V'shoal mimenu achakach lekabel also. The ratzels bo mimenu. The dome hu l'mishenemar boi kegoya sher tztoko also. Like a guy, like a nation, Yeshayahu Novi saying, like a nation that ostensibly gives dust to Daka, does good deeds. Okay. And the pasuk there goes on to say, but they're really not there. It's all superficial, it's not real. Ramu Chachameinu, Zichronam Levracha. I'm going quicker than we usually would, because I want to try to finish the whole inyan of tefillah here. And now he just brings some chazals to talk about how essential the kavana of tefillah is. Yomer adam atzmo v'myuchal achavinas libo yispalel v'yamla bal yispalel. So there's a question nowadays. Again, the Chagat Lovos was rather early in history, and the Gemara does say that, and it's very sad how the halacha is a reflection of reality, and the halacha says just daven anyway, because you ain't gonna if you wait till you have kavana, you'll be waiting till doomsday. So just daven and do your best. So although the Gemara says this, you have to think, if can I really daven the way I'm supposed to, and if you can't, just don't daven. The Gemara is fine with not davening for 3-4 days. The Gemara tells stories of Tanoim, Amoroim, but didn't daven. They came back from a trip, and they couldn't daven for the next 2 days. They didn't have the Yishuv Hadas to be mechaven properly. So the Gemara said, no, you can't daven. You're an onus. You can't. Again, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's reflected as, you know, do the best you can, because you'll never get anywhere otherwise. Unfortunately, it's sad. From Rabbi Eliezer B'Shas Petiroso, when he was doing Nifta B'Chlal Mashat Tziva Bola Talmidov, he gave a tzavot to his Talmidim, Shatem Espalalim, De'u Lifni Miatem Espalalim. Think about that. V'amar HaKosov Hikon Likras Alokecha Yisrael, which is a mental preparation. This is one of the scariest halachas in the whole Shulchan Aruch. If I daven, because it's like someone says to me, I go up to Shemayim, and says, okay, let's see how many tefillos you have to your credit. I go, okay, let's say I lived 120 years, 120 times 365, times 3, sometimes times 4, I should have around 5 billion tefillos to my credit. Numbers. 1, 2, maybe 3. So what? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, if you daven because you're mechuyev to daven, you may be not yotze. You have to daven because you need to talk to Hashem, you need to ask Him for things, or you need to praise Him, and you want to have a relationship with Him, as I say, and you want to talk to Him. It's scary, because we are mechuyev to daven. But if you, this is Shulchan Aruch, this is Mishnah Brura, this is Bir Halacha, this is not some fantasy thing, this is scary. It's very possible you're not yotze. The Bir Halacha goes back and forth about B'dieved. And I would say, well, it could be more wonderful than davening, because I'm mechuyev to daven. 1 o'clock, gotta daven mincha. 10 o'clock, gotta daven ma'ariv. Gotta go daven ma'ariv. Bye, I'm running to ma'ariv. Mosa nefesh. But I'm davening because I'm mechuyev to daven. That's not good. That's why we learn. That's why we do mitzvahs. But davening has to come from the heart. That's a Gemara, and it's reflected in halacha. It's like, it's very, very scary. Very scary. So I don't think I'm exaggerating. 1, 2. V'omar b'sataifa la'inafshi. V'omar nisol v'aveinu el kapoyim el kel b'shamoyim. This is all psukim that show he's making sure we understand that the essence of tefillah is what's in our heart. And again, what's in our heart is not the meaning of the words. It's necessary, but that's a small little thing. It means we have to feel I am asking the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what I need. I'm going fast because I want to finish. Now he's going to give us the 5 things that should govern, that this is what we're doing with Hashem during davening. This is how we're relating to Him. My suggestion is, halavai. If you could pick 1 thing a week out of the 5, that is so utterly terrific that you get a medal, a gold medal. So what are the 5 things? Write it down, make a list.
The following.
Number 1, we want to get close to Hashem. We want to bond with Hashem. We want to tell Hashem how much we love Him, how much we appreciate Him. We want to feel that He's part of our lives, and He's a basic part of our lives. And Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and we have a personal relationship with Hashem. Whatever words work for you, it's Kalos Hanefesh El Elokim. That's the bonding, the yearning to be close to Hashem. I want Hashem to be part of my life. I want to be part of Hashem's world. I am Hashem is the be all and end all of Yiddishkeit. There's a lot of things in Yiddishkeit, a lot of things you have to do, and a lot of midos and derech eretz and mitzvos. But as I said yesterday on Shabbos in the drasha, you got to think about Hashem once in a while, right? It's sad. You know, you can go through a year of Shabbosos and never think about Hashem, which is you think about. And it's good. I'm not knocking that you're thinking about how not to do borer, because that's important, very important. But like to miss out on kishesh yisyomim asa Hashem es hashemayim v'saoretz v'yom ha'ishvi yishavos v'yinofash, or to miss out on the mons Shabbos lesson, which we don't have nowadays, I kind of, because the Western world doesn't work on Saturday. But it used to be like a tremendous statement of bitachon that I'm not going to work on Shabbos, and Hashem's going to give me what I need. That's the mon. That's in Parshas Haman. That's what Shabbos represents in the Parshas Haman. And what Shabbos represents in Devarim, in the Luchos, the Aseres HaDibros in Devarim, Zohar Toki, Eved HaYisa B'Mitzrayim, Vayotzi Acha, Hashem Ibeis Avodim, is that Shabbos is a freedom from work. You're not a slave to your work. You're too good for that. And that's the message of Shabbos and Devarim. I always tell you there's three messages of Shabbos. But halavai, we would think about the first, the message that we read about in Bereishis. Right? Kishesh Yisyom, well, actually that's in Shmos. Kishesh Yisyom Yimasa Hashem Yisra Shemayim Vesoretz Yom HaShvi Shabbos V'Yinofash. But you think about Hashem. And it's not nice to say, but I'll say it. If we think about the Mishnah Brura, which is great, and we think about Rav Simcha Linowitz's Halacha Shabbos Shiurim, which is great, very great. But yeah, when the last time I thought about Hashem? That's what I was trying to give over on Shabbos. Maybe I made a mess of it, but think about Hashem. So that's what he said. First of all, the first order of business in davening, point one, I want to make Hashem part of my life. I want to be close to Hashem. I want to think of Hashem as a reality, and as a real reality, and as a partner in my life. And call it Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Call it Kolso Nafshi, Tzomo Nafshi, Lelokim Lekel Choy, Moso Elvo Ve'era Epnei Elokim. Number one. Number two is Kniyosa Lefanov. You feel humbled. You feel humbled because Hashem does so much for us, and you go through the whole Shara Bechina, and you think that you exist because of Hashem, and you're breathing because of Hashem, and you're digesting food because of Hashem. And like, how can you ever pay Hashem back for all that He does for you? Mo ashiv l'Hashem kol tagmulohi oloi. And you can't. So you feel humbled. And we learned Shara HaKaniya. Shara HaKaniya is that's being an Eved Hashem, is that acknowledgement that we owe everything to Hashem, and we feel humbled because we can't ever, ever thank Hashem enough for what He does for us, for what He did for us, what He does for us. Right? And that's kaniya. That's what they used to bow down. Bowing down is not like, I don't know what people think it is. Bowing down is a physical expression of total kaniya. I am nothing. The real bowing down, called hishtachavoa, is they would lay flat on the ground. Totally flat. Like a worm. Anochi tolas v'loish. That's the real hishtachavoa. We do kriya, kida, different forms of, but hishtachavoa? And you're expressing physically that I'm nothing. I'm nothing. Like mo shiv l'Hashem, kol tagmo yolai. That's number two. He's going to say, we're not going to be able to finish this today. I'm rushing, you noticed. This is very important. I have to say it. Everybody wonders why we daven in the Siddur. Why did Chazal do that to us for every day, the same davening? And why didn't they just say, hey man, let it ring out. Just stand there and talk to Hashem. And so that works. Because others will say, I'm saying it now, that works for a day, for a week, for a month. And you, Chazal wrote a Siddur, and they brilliantly wove these five things into the Siddur, into Psukei Dezimra, into Birchos HaShachar, into Birchos Kriyashma Shmona Esrei. They wove. He's going to say that Chazal Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the Siddur is, you can live your whole life and use the Siddur as a Gemara, as a study book. The Siddur has everything in it. And they didn't want to leave it up to you, because they wove the five things into the Seder HaTfilah. And they had Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, a human being can't do that. So, and that, he's going to say that. Now I'm going back to the five. Thing number one. Number one is, I am yearning to be close to Hashem. Hashem, I want to be close to Hashem. I want to think of Hashem as a reality. Someone nashi lelokim. Think of that pasuk. Number two is kniya. At least when we bow down and we go modim, kniya is, what am I? I have nothing. L'cha Hashem ha-gedula v'agvura v'teferes v'anetzach v'yahod k'chol v'ashamayim v'v'oretz. Hashem gives me everything. I'm nothing. That's number two, the kniya, submission to Hashem, recognition that we're nothing. That's the second theme of tefillah. The third theme, imro memusa levora, to understand and to talk about and to praise Hashem's greatness. Whether we say lecha Hashem hagdula v'gvura v'tiferes v'netzach v'yahod, to talk about Hashem as the bori shemayim v'oretz, Hashem mashiv haruach amorid hageshem mechaye mesim. Hashem is hakel hagadol. We praising Hashem. Well, praising Hashem imro memusa levora, with understanding and expressing. What did we read in Shar HaBechina? Hashem's wisdom, Hashem's power, and Hashem's chesed. So that's Shar HaBechina. Remember, the Chagat Havodos told us in Shar HaBechina, that's what you're supposed to walk away with when you examine the Bria and you examine nature and you think about the themes that he has in Shar HaBechina. It's to establish Hashem's reality, Hashem's wisdom. Everything is so complex, and everything fits, and everything works, and the complexity of it all, and Hashem's power, and Hashem's chesed, because everything is made with mankind in mind, that we should enjoy and live and have things. So to express that, v'shivcha v'hoda'oso l'shmo, that's to express. So number three was to express Hashem's greatness. We'll call it Chochma, Chesed, and Gvura. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Manura. Number four is expressing gratitude. To thank Hashem, to express gratitude. Number two is, humility, because we can never do enough. We can't possibly do it enough. But that doesn't exempt us from saying Baruch Ata Hashem. Doesn't exempt us from saying L'fikach Anachnu Chayovim L'Hodos L'Halel L'Shabeach L'Foyer L'Romein L'Borech L'Yalei U'L'Kales. We have to say that. We don't even know what the words mean. That's there. We don't know what the words mean, but we know they're synonyms. I mean, I'm not. We should sit down and study it, because they all have shades of meaning. But the point is, that's Psukei Dezimra. I mean, look at Ashrei. The main thing of Psukei Dezimra, it starts with a bracha, Baruch She'amar, and it closes with a bracha, Yishtabach. But the main perek of Tillim that we say for Psukei Dezimra is what we call Ashrei. It really starts with Tehillah L'David. Aramim Chashem. Bavarchoshim chali olam v'ed. You know, b'chol yam bavarcheka, bavarchoshim chali olam v'ed. Gadol Hashem u'bulom miyod l'glosu ein cheker. Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asech v'gvasech yagidu. It's praise of Hashem. We're like the malachim. What do you think? That's what the malachim do all day. We're no worse than the malachim. We're no better than the malachim, I should say. And number five is what we would put as number one, probably, and we would only think of number one. We would only think of number five, and we would say that's all it is. V'hashlochas kol yehoveh alav. That's bitachon, meaning I'm relying on Hashem for, let's go through Shmon Esrei, for sanity. I'm relying on Hashem to forgive my iniquities. I'm relying on Hashem to let me be better. I just inversed the order of the of two brachas. Hashiveinu was first and Slach Lanu was after that. I'm relying on Hashem to get me through the day. I'm relying on Hashem for my health. I'm relying on Hashem for parnosa. Then you talk, really the whole tefillah is b'loshen rabim. You're asking for the whole Klal Yisrael, but that would be amazing if in the when you get to the Kavish of Gadol Achir Hussein, all of a sudden it's not so hard to think of Klal Yisrael. Because then Mashiach come, I'm doing okay. Mashiach can come, can come, it's okay. But Klal Yisrael needs Mashiach. So then all of a sudden it's not so hard to focus on Klal Yisrael, and you say Kabbish of Gadol Achir Hussein, and Voshiva Shoftaich Kivar Rishona. If anybody has ever been in court before or in Beis Din, you certainly know that we need back good shoftim, and then so on and so forth as we go through the brachas. So it's an expression of bitachon. It's an expression of hashleich al Hashem yehovcha. Hashlochas kol yehoveh alav is a paraphrase of the pasuk in Tehillim of the ultimate in bitachon. Like that sums up the whole bitachon. Hashleich al Hashem yehovcha. Give Hashem your package. Throw it on Hashem. And that's bitachon, and meaning the realization that you have to rely on Hashem because Hashem is the provider. And whether you do or not, that's still the reality. So, as I always say, like, you might as well do it because you can't fight the reality. These are the five themes of tefillah according to the Chayvus Halvavus. Yearning, and yearning to be close to Hashem, feeling humbled by the fact that you can never pay back Hashem for all he does for you, expressing the Gadlus Hashem, the Chochmas Hashem, the Chesed Hashem. Number four is expressing gratitude, saying thank you to Hashem, expressing gratitude. And number five is expressing that you are relying on Him to provide the things that you need. Those are the five themes. Ulefisha Yakovid Al HaNefesh, it would be too difficult with Skar Kol Zeh. If we just left it up to a person, shoved him or her into a room and said, okay, go daven, they wouldn't know what to say. And they wouldn't remember. B'li chibur say there, they wouldn't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm not, what? Kosu Rabbi Seinu Zechonam Levracha, they wrote the Siddur. That's why they wrote the Siddur, and they brilliantly wove these themes into the Siddur. Ha'inyanim shetzvichim lahem rov kitos b'dei adam, when it comes to asking for things, they didn't get everything. I need to get a good mark on my test. Oh, maybe that. I don't know. But they chose the general things that most people need, the things that most people need. Hanira chesronam bohem al ha'elokim. Ukniyosom, and our humility ba'avuram. Behem and yonei hatfilo al seder v'tikun. This is the Siddur that we complain about, that it's boring and every day is the same thing, is because it's golden words, like they just said over the Gettysburg Address 200 times. I don't know what they did there, but they held that it's so beautiful, it's so, every word is a gem and the sentences are gems, so they just said it over and over, and nobody got bored, except it's famous that Obama skipped the words under God when he said it. It's famous. They caught him. I don't know, maybe he did it for show gig. He skipped the words at the end. It's like a nation under God, and he skipped the word under God. So they say, oh, he's the Antichrist. Okay, anyway, we have to stop here. I'll let Mrs. Noel decide how we're gonna. Oh, is there any reason not to learn next week? It's Hanukkah. The kids are home from school. I don't know. Mrs. Noel, you're the Pesach. Yeah.